much rather.
It's 4:30 in the afternoon. Time for us to begin. So I'll call this meeting to order and welcome everyone who's here. And ask Stephanie, would you call the roll, please?
Astrid Bergson, Margaret White, here. Susan Fowler,
here.
Elaine Palencia,
here.
Tom Moore,
here.
Judy O'Connor,
here.
Julian Rappaport,
here.
Ann Robin, Deborah Townsend.
Is there any public participation, any citizen input this afternoon? Seeing none, we'll just move ahead. Additions to the agenda, are there any? It's long enough. Okay. You know, we always shoot for 7:30. We'll try to be done by 7:30 or 8, right? Oh, nobody's laughing. Okay. Any CCDDB information?
I guess in Peter and Lynn's absence, we do have Michael Smith and Deb Roush from the Developmental Disabilities Boards. Susan Fowler also attended their recent meeting. They actually met a week ago. We're a little off cycle with some of our meetings. But I think some of the main business, and it's also comes before the board tonight, is related to getting the executive director search moving forward and an agreement on the intergovernmental agreement. So I don't know if anybody else wants to.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Minutes of our last meeting are February 17th. Meeting. It seems a long time ago now, doesn't it? Crocuses up and daffodils and May apples even. Yeah. So I'd like a motion to approve these minutes. Thank you, Tom. Any second?
Second. Margaret.
Margaret seconds. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. These minutes are approved. Thank you very much. President's comments, I get to speak a little bit. That sounds like mine, but I don't have mine with me. Is that what it is? It's not. No, I know it's not mine.
It's off.
Okay. Well, first a personal note. What's wrong with your face is a question that I've been asked, hi Astrid, quite a bit lately. And so I'll tell you, I mean, they wonder, did I get hit by somebody or did I have an accident? And I'll just tell you, because this could happen to you too. It's neither of those. It's I'm being treated for precancerous stuff on my face. And I'm being treated with chemo cream. And it looks horrible. It looks much better today than it has in the last few weeks. And it doesn't hurt as much today as it has. So that's the story. I won't talk about it anymore, but I, what? What?
We're not talking about it.
Okay. So thank you. Now, you all except Astrid have the sheets indicating the liaisons, and I do apologize for not getting them out to you some time ago. I wasn't really able to do a whole lot the last few weeks, so you have it now. And what you can expect, see, I give this information to Stephanie. Stephanie informs the agencies who's coming, who would like to come, and the agencies will get in touch with you and arrange to have a meeting with the director or some such, and maybe a tour of the place if you haven't toured it already, so you can begin to get really acquainted with it. And I really appreciate your doing this. There are a few that did not get assigned, and if you thought you could take on another, it would be really nice. I need somebody for family service, and you can see when it meets, the second Monday of the month at noon. I need somebody for Courage Connections, third Wednesday at 5:30. I need somebody for Races, third Thursday at 6, and for the UP Center, third Thursday at 6. Well, well. So if you, can you think about it and let me know either during the meeting or after the meeting if you would be willing to take one of these. That would be a big help. Okay. Well, those are my comments. We're getting ready to do some heavy-duty work, and that'll start soon. So relax and enjoy. Yes, Tom?
Is there any reason to explain Peter's absence?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to do that. Peter's not here because today he's attending the funeral of his nephew in Kansas.
Yes.
He drove to the airport on Monday to pick up his niece from Germany, drove to Kansas Tuesday. Today is the funeral. He'll be back tomorrow, but takes his niece back to O'Hare and then comes back home on Friday. That's where Peter is. Thank you. Anything else that I should be commenting on? Okay, well, let's move ahead then. Staff reports. We're going to skip the executive director's comments. There are a few, and Mark is going to roll them into his report.
Lynn is also. Lynn is also excused this week, so if you have questions on her particular, on her staff report in particular, you can share them with the rest of us, and we'll be sure to have Lynn get back with you. In terms of, I have my staff report. Most of my work lately has been focused on the program summaries, review of applications. One of the things I did want to mention, and I passed this out for the board members, is in addition to your access to the program summaries at the board, the April board meeting, you also have the opportunity to review the full applications. And so what I passed out today is kind of a walkthrough of how to access those applications online. So you can just follow that. The one thing you would need to know is your password, and I think Lynn has sent those out to you previously. If you don't recall what your password is, you can call either Lynn or myself, and we can reset that for you, create a new password. If you're not comfortable just doing it at home online or wherever you access a computer, you're always welcome to come into the board office, and Lynn and I would be happy to walk you through, or Chandra or Stephanie for that matter, to walk you through how to get to an application and talk to you a little bit about what to look for and so forth. So I think with that, I'll just leave my staff report as it stands, as written. And if anybody has questions, I'll be happy to field questions.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And we'll skip over Lynn's report, but it's interesting and you might want to read it if you haven't already. Chandra, would you like to say anything, add anything to your report?
I'll entertain questions, and this is actually a part of the Ebert Fest report. Just to update you, the film, the 60-second film clip that we had asked for people to participate in is complete, and it's in its final stages. So it is ready to be presented to the festival. And just to refresh you what it was about, it was what do you need to be included at the movies? And for your reading pleasure, I also attached the racial microaggressions report. This was, I am actually a part of the committee on campus, and so we are doing several presentations on campus to raise awareness, doing skits to begin the conversation, and now Uni High has actually asked for a presentation to be done with them as well.
Shonda, with this, the work that you folks are doing around this, is it any way related to the racial taboo conversations that are going on around town?
It is not. They're parallel. Okay. They're not integrated.
Okay.
Just a clarification. In the first paragraph of your report, you say the actual CLC plan will be distributed to board members after the allocation process. So I didn't quite follow, like, when is that and why is it after rather than before?
Because there was an inquiry about getting the applications before the allocation. Someone had requested it. And because you all haven't made a decision yet, we sought counsel and stated that since that was a part of the application, we would not actually put the CLC plan attached to the program summary. It's just going to be a summary. However, once the allocation is complete, you will receive the actual CLC plan. Now, if you want to view the entire CLC plan, then you have access through the entire application. So you can get it that way, and I don't mind helping you do that.
So will it be a part of the application then? Like, just we were talking just a minute ago about access to the full application.
Correct.
So the plan will be there.
Correct.
Okay. I was just thinking about wanting to know, but there'll be a summary.
There'll be a summary. At the last meeting, I stated that I would attach the CLC plan to the summary. But since we have not done allocation, I was told that I cannot do that because it's a part of the application.
Okay, I don't know if I follow that reasoning, but I understand the process. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions for Shonda? Thank you very much. Now let's see. Do we have a consultant to give a report?
Actually, I don't see Barb here. Let me just jump in with a couple of quick things. Disability Resource Expo, will be October 15th. And I think the only other major news related to that event is that the wine tasting fundraiser that was so successful last year will be repeated, and it will be held at the Art Mart again, at the Art Mart's new location, and that is June 9th. So mark it on your calendars, and I'm sure the next time you see Nancy, she'll probably have raffle tickets, so, or soon.
Good. Any board-to-board reports? I know you just got your assignments, but some of you have been going anyway, and that's good. I don't expect reports from everybody, but anybody who has one, okay, we'll make that next month. Agency information. Is there any agency information today? Seeing none, then we'll move along. Financial information, a copy of the claims report is included in the packet and you've had a chance to review it. And I would like to invite a motion to accept the claims report as it is presented.
I so move.
Thank you, Susan. Is there a second? Thank you, Astrid. Moved and seconded. Any questions, any comments, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, the same? The claims report is accepted. Thank you. New business. I'm not quite sure who's planning to report on this.
I can start it out.
Okay. The Roger Ebert Film Festival.
Yeah, what you have in your packet is an overview of this year's event and some of the materials and activities that surround the boards, the two boards' investment in supporting the event. And we actually have this on the agenda. At our last meeting, I think it was Astrid requested that we have this on the agenda for discussion. I did see that Stephanie sent out an announcement today that the movie, notice of the movie has been released, that the Mental Health Board and Developmental Disabilities Board in the Alliance is sponsoring is Love and Mercy. So I'm not sure if there's more that needs to be said on the topic.
Well, I remember that Astrid raised the issue at our last meeting and suggested that we review this, and she's not so sure that we should continue participating in the Ebert Fest in the way that we have in the past. And so we will need some discussion about that. Did you want to say something about it today?
I think we could get more bang for a buck somewhere else. We're preaching to the choir.
Could you use your microphone, please?
I think we could get more bang for a buck somewhere else. We're preaching to the choir. We've been doing it for years. I don't think we meet new people. I don't think we change minds. And I think we ought to look for some place where we can change people's minds, where we are talking to people who might not otherwise be thinking about it.
Astrid, before we go on, may I ask the basis for your comment that we're not changing people's minds? How do you get that?
Because, well, all the people I know who go to Ebert Fest are already cognizant of the issue and on our side. I don't think we're meeting the people that we should.
Now, do you know most people who go to the Ebert Fest?
No, I just know a reasonable number. I don't think anyone knows most of them.
I don't think so either.
I know a reasonable number of them, and I have the impression we're preaching to the choir.
I see. Yes, Susan.
I think it's probably worth evaluating activities that have been long-term in duration, and Ebert Fest has been going on for a while. We know that we have an increased number and amount of financial requests this year over last year for funding from the DD board and the mental health board. I asked where the source of funding was for Ebert Fest, and it comes out of public relations within the administrative funds. So it's not part of what's available right now for distributing to other groups. But I think that it might be worthwhile at some point to look at things like Ebert Fest and other things that are under public relations or under the administrative to see if there's an opportunity to be economically prudent and to ensure that we are releasing as much money as we can to support the services in the community through our grant-based effort. And I don't think that, I'm not proposing that we do that today. I'm proposing that we do that at some point in the future. I've been on the board 2 years, and it wasn't until I sat down really in, I think it was December or January with Mark and you and Peter, that I understood what was in the fundable grants money versus what was in the administrative structure money. And then I had questions about why some of the administrative structure was the way it was. And I think it's worth having a future discussion on that. So that'd be my two cents.
Would that be acceptable?
I wasn't suggesting cutting the PR fund. I'm suggesting that that's the wrong place to use it. So it's not a matter of economy or of the fundable people. It's a matter of where we put the PR dollars. I think Eberfest is the wrong place to put them.
Point taken. And would it be all right with you if we did discuss this along with other stuff, related things, at a later time?
Yes, I just mean it's not cutting the PR dollars.
Thanks for the clarification. That's helpful. Okay.
Julian.
Yeah. I am in favor of us discussing the budget more generally and looking at how we allocate things and making this a part of that. I'll just take a minute to say that I disagree with Astrid about the effectiveness of this for a number of reasons. I don't have to discuss it in detail now, but I think we should have a more systematic evaluation. That makes sense to me. But my experience is quite positively involves, if you pay attention to the number of other clients that we serve who actually show up at these related events, there are quite a fair number of them, people who are artists, people who collaborate with in writing poetry. And then Lynn has managed to put together some interesting meetings that bring together different groups in the community, so it's a stimulus for conversation. And then I will say that we beat the Academy in recognizing Brie Larson at the film that we sponsored, and it was an absolutely fantastic discussion. I do have a little article here that I wrote about it for the professional journal that reviews films and books. And I wrote it because I was so impressed by what happened at the panel meeting. And that panel meeting was packed over at the Union. And there were many people in that audience who got involved in the discussion of the film and of the issues who were the people that our providers provide for. And it was another place for them to have a voice, a public voice. And many of them were quite thrilled to have the opportunity to be heard. So I do think, the problem we have whenever you discuss things like, well, what's anti-stigma? I mean, they're not going to be the same as direct services. It has to do with kind of building a culture and changing the sort of cultural expectations. And I do think this has been a pretty good contributor to that in an event that's fairly highly noticed in this community. So again, I don't dispute the usefulness of looking at it systematically. I just want to put in that my own experience of it has been that this is a very good thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Julian. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we will be sure that this issue is on an agenda as soon as we can get it on. What's coming up soon may preclude that, but I don't know, is summer soon? I don't know what we'll do. Can we move ahead to old business? The intergovernmental agreement. It's been worked on by people who know about it and who know such things. And you have a revised agreement in your packet. I hope you've had a chance to look at it, because right now I would like a motion to approve it's called the draft intergovernmental agreement dated March 16th, 2016.
I so move.
Thank you, Susan. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Julian. There's a second. Any discussion? Astrid. Susan.
Thank you.
We have Mike and Deb here who were involved with revisions that were made during the DD board meeting. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just raise a few of the issues that were addressed by the DD board that are no longer an issue that were an issue a month ago. Mm-hmm. I also want to say that almost everyone sent comments, and many of the comments had common themes. So the first thing that was addressed in the intergovernmental agreement was to clarify that whenever there's a vote, a majority vote, it reflects each board, not a combination of the two boards. So that was lack of clarity in wording. There were also a few typos that were fixed, and the each board was added or clarified in Section 3, Section 4A, and 4F, just to bring that to your attention. The second thing, there were concerns about the Joint Personnel Committee. It really is not prominent in this agreement. It's the effort for this agreement, it only appears in Section 3, where it says that there would be a Joint Personnel Committee comprising two officers of both boards to assess annual performance evaluation. Otherwise, when you get into the process for selection of a new shared executive director, the process was simplified to simply say that a search committee would be appointed by the presidents of the two boards, and that the search committee would bring to the mental health board and the DD board a general schedule for the search process, advertising content, criteria, and other information. So the search may need a separate document, and that can be certainly done. But the plan was to develop the intergovernmental agreement so that it really focused on the shared arrangement of an executive director and how the money would be shared across the two boards. And the other major change was that the presidents who meet quarterly with the executive director, it clarifies that they would report on their meetings to the board. Mm-hmm. Those will be transparent. Item 12 was just amended so that either board could, if there were concerns about the intergovernmental agreement, the agreement could be amended at any time based on needs identified by the two boards, so by either of the two boards. So if there was a significant concern, either board could bring it up, and the president would most likely be the person to bring it up. Mike and Deb, were there other things that stood out?
I don't think from our side there was anything else. You know, the main thing I think was just to make sure that we had the separation of the two events, one event being getting this intergovernmental agreement agreed, and then we can go forward with finding ourselves a replacement for Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Astrid, you were next, yes.
Astrid, will you turn on your mic, please?
Sorry, again. I don't think the mics... I don't think the president should choose the search committee. I think the board should. And I think we should specify how many finalists will be forwarded to the full committees. In other words, it says the finalists. If it's only one, that's not much.
Where is that? You might want to call on Mike for that. Mike?
We discussed both those points. And I think we primarily thought that saying how many people will be brought forward makes no sense, because we have no idea how many people are going to be involved. We thought about what would happen if we had three or four names come forward. That would mean the committee didn't do a very good job because they couldn't narrow it down. And if you're going to appoint people to go through the search process and then tell them how many people they have to bring forward in the beginning, I think we're too small and too informal for that kind of thing. I can understand if we were a bigger organization doing that, but it didn't make sense to us that we should specify in the beginning how many people we're going to bring forward. And in terms of the makeup of the committee, that's just people will be brought forward to be appointed, and then both boards will have to agree on who's going to be on that committee. It's not just appointed by the presidents.
Well, the presidents appoint them, and we advise and consent, which means we consent, because nobody is going to say, I don't want her on the committee.
Really?
But with this routine, the president appoint the committee. The committee then can send one person back to the board. And since the people that the president chooses will be represent her point of view, and then those people's choice will represent her point of view, and they will send one person to the board. The board has had really no voice in the whole thing.
But they get the ultimate voice.
Okay. What?
They get the ultimate voice. They say yes or no.
They say yes or no to the one finalist that comes down from the presidents. I don't think that's the way to go.
No, that isn't what we said at all. We said we don't know how many names will come forward, but let's not determine before we get there how many that's going to be. It may be one, it may be two, it may be three, if that's what the committee wants to do.
Ann?
No, it isn't.
Ann? Well, I'm calling on Ann.
Well, I wasn't involved in the previous discussion, but I've just read the wording here, and I'm not sure that your concern isn't addressed here. I do hear your concerns, but I'm not sure that I see them in the wording as it exists here. It looks like it isn't really clear how the committee would be selected, but the presidents of the two boards, with the advice of consents of the two boards, shall appoint the committee. That's pretty general. That's leaving it very general. I think my attitude for documents like this is, in general, it's best to leave the wording very open so that you can then do what you feel needs to be done. There's nothing here that says that the presidents will just get together and decide.
There's nothing that says they won't either.
That's the problem. Advice and consent means that the board has to consent to who's on the committee.
But if you're faced with a committee, you're not going to say, I don't want that colleague, I want another colleague. I think it's
well, you certainly
I think
can.
It's a good way of doing
well, but
it.
But you might.
You can.
You certainly
can. You
can,
but it's not going to be a very pleasant board when you get done doing it.
Further comments, Julian?
So I think I agree with what Anna suggested.
I can't remember whether it's on or off and where it is.
Chandra is our mic keeper.
I think, so this is a revision based on comments that people sent. And there was some serious question the last time we looked at it. But I think I agree. I know it's a little ambiguous, but I think I agree with Anne, partly because what Mike was just suggesting. We're a small organization. I'm willing to assume that the board presidents, who after all are elected by the board members, are likely to act in good faith in regard to this sort of question, and would probably, I think I'm willing to take the chance that they will be listening to their boards and know if their board members are going to be happy or unhappy with the people they're putting forward. So, I mean, this can't be done kind of in a vacuum. So I guess what I'm saying is I think I'm willing to take a certain level of trust that the board presidents will act in good faith. And I do think that given that it's the board members as a whole who will have to approve it, I think that's a pretty good safeguard if, in fact, that good faith is violated. I won't have any trouble opposing somebody that I don't think should be on it. Maybe that's just because I'm, you know, whoever I am. But and I'm also not sure. I think that's mostly what I wanted to say about it. I think I guess Ann said it more efficiently than I did. I should have just left it at that, in that we don't want to over-specify the level of detail here because we're going to end up tying ourselves up in a knot, I'm afraid. I feel satisfied with what this says, but.
I have a question about something that Astrid brought up last time that isn't here, I don't think it is, and that was about a liaison on this search committee from the county board, and I believe you brought that up last time, didn't you? And so I wonder if that should be in here or if that person should be at the discretion of the president's choosing, or just, you know, that just hasn't been addressed in this, and I didn't know if it should be or not.
Susan. I can simply report what the discussion was at the DD board meeting, mm-hmm. and that is that this isn't a political process, and that the search is something that will probably occur again. We're hoping to get an intergovernmental agreement that will help us operate as a joint board with shared funding. Mm-hmm. And to overspecify in the search who should be appointed or not appointed mm-hmm. seemed inappropriate. Mm-hmm. That there could be a separate document developed for the search that is not part of the intergovernmental agreement. Each time there is a search, that would specify who's on the search committee. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to have to revise the intergovernmental agreement in total each time there's a search.
Right. Well, I certainly understand that you wouldn't put all the people on the committee, but I didn't know whether that liaison was something that would be permanent enough in these situations that you would. But if you've decided otherwise, then.
Okay. Tom? Oh, go ahead.
If I'm following this conversation at all, I do understand how Ann has come up with that it looks like what Astrid's concerned are taken care of. But on the other hand, I can see in the worst case scenarios, if the two presidents aren't operating in good faith, that it may be best to have something written about how the process should go in that case. And in that case, that makes sense to me. Not that we're tying our hands, but just in the event that things don't operate the way we would assume that we've already thought about that and taken care of that and have some process for what will happen if we have the two presidents who aren't cooperating, I guess. So.
As president now, I can't imagine running roughshod over our board. I want a happy board, and I would think that my successor would want that also. So I'm not about to do something that most of the board doesn't like. Oh, yeah, but we're not political. We just work things out. Anne?
Well, again, I think that part of our problem is we don't know what advise and consent means, or we haven't decided what advise and consent means. So I interpret advise and consent that as a board member, I disagree with what's going on, I'm going to say that, and I'm not going to consent. So this doesn't specifically say how the committee members are selected. Will they be presented to the board at a board meeting and said, this is the committee, do you agree? I mean, that's how I'm I'm interpreting it. And then the other thing that we haven't specifically discussed is who's on the committee. It isn't necessarily just people that are on these boards. It could be anybody. You might want to add something to say that we should, I don't know exactly how to word it, but we should have members of the committee to be representative of the communities that are being served. And we might want to say something about cultural diversity, you know, something in your area, Chandra, that you'd want to have it be, I don't know exactly how to word it, but to make sure that it's an inclusive committee rather than a roughshod exclusive committee.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree with what you're saying either. It's just, maybe it's the purpose of this document that I'm understanding this document to be limited to a general agreement about the ways in which the two boards will work together. And that following, once this is passed, then the first task is going to be to set up the procedures of a search. Who will be on it? What are the criteria for membership? What are the criteria for the applicants that we're looking for? And so all of that specific to this search needs to be determined once we've just agreed that the two boards are going to work together under this general agreement. So I guess I'm thinking that's all more appropriate questions that would follow immediately after this being done. That's the first piece of business. Well, to debate maybe even all these issues and exactly precisely what it'll look like. I'm wrong about that.
No, that's the way
I was understanding.
I think that's exactly the intent of the people who put this together. Deb, did you?
Yes, I just wanted to kind of make that comment that the discussion at the DD board was that this was to be a very general document, and it would a separate document should be used to delineate the search committee criteria and that whole process so that the details of this document don't have to be modified, so that this can be a long-term working basic document, okay. The first step in the process.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Margaret?
So I have a couple questions. One is, I think it seems the intent is to look at this document so we can move forward and do what we need to do as a search committee. And I wonder if can board members who are interested say to the presidents, I would like to be on this search committee, or this is important to me, or be a part of that. But it seems to me to be timely that to look at this and say, should we move forward so the boards can work together and we can get our job done? I mean, I think that's an issue that we need to think about in being timely in this decision.
Thank you, Margaret. Okay. I'm fine.
All right.
I'm fine, yeah.
Off the table, please. Thank you. Any second? Thank you. Any objection? Okay. We're discussing this. And now I would welcome a motion to authorize and set aside $3,750 as the CCMHB share of the executive director's search and selection process. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Julian. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ann. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
We'll have to do a roll call.
It's money. That's right. It's money. Okay, would you please, Stephanie, thanks for reminding me.
Margaret White?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Judy O'Connor?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes.
Astrid Bergson?
Yes.
Deborah Townsend?
Yes. Thank you. The motion passes. We will proceed. Okay, item C under old business. I don't know who is presenting an oral report.
I think that's going to fall to me. It's very brief.
Okay.
And I'm just going to recap what Peter reported at the Developmental Disabilities Board meeting is that the... Our provider, AIG, is in a position to... I believe has selected the residents for the second group home, but the home is not open yet because they're still filling some staff positions. So once the home is fully staffed, the second home will open. So, and that's the extent of this month's Scylla report.
Thank you, Mark. Any questions for Mark? All right, seeing none, we'll move ahead. Are there any board announcements? Seeing none, we usually just say we're adjourned, don't we? We don't go through the motion of...
Make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, okay. Anybody second, please? Astrid seconds. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, the same. Thank you for a good meeting. We moved right along, covered a lot of territory. Appreciate it.
Does anybody have a vote no?
No.
So, actually...
Some important business done.
Well, I was going to bring it up, but I decided it gets too complicated. So what's the next step as you see it now?
The next step is the two boards are going to bring a proposal for the search. Or the two presidents will bring a proposal for the search committee to the boards. And it would be nice if we could just start actively engaging in the search, but I think there's going to be an effort to stall it.
What's your thought about that?
Well, I think that...
You might as well know what the agendas are here. So.
The agendas are to have somebody from the county board on the committee. And I will tell you that Phil Krein and the DD board are adamantly opposed to it because they think that political influence
will be... I'm not in favor of it.
I'm not in favor of it either. Astrid is the one who's most in favor of it, and then some of the new appointees who've been called into Patsy's office. And
that's what I'm not in favor of it. That's the reason.
That's why they're...
I'm not in favor of it.
Yeah. And so,
can
you know,
we have
it
a conversation with those individuals?
Yes, and I think that would be great. I think that our original plan, which was to have two board members from each board, a consumer, a representative from a service agency, and someone who is, you know, well considered in the community, whether it's Deb Busey or Julia Ritz.
The community agency representative makes me a little nervous.
So maybe we shouldn't have a community.
What about somebody from
agency,
like United Way, instead of
United Way
a
would
specific
be great.
Agency?
Carol Charlo, who used to be in charge of United Way, would
that would be so much better than an agency
yeah,
that we
could.
I don't
Way
want us
would
to get
great.
Conflict of interest
right.
with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's
so
my,
that would be well that would be a nice that would be an appropriate
that represents
way to go.
Community agencies.
Yeah. So if you had four members who are from the two
of course they have to agree but
and then United Way and then a consumer
uh-huh.
that's six members and
yeah.
I don't know if you need a seventh member or not for tie breaking.
But I'm pretty sure that someone from United Way would be happy to do it, or Carol Sharla, who used to be.
If we're going to go for agencies, I would rather be someone that represents agencies more
that
generally
are not, yeah,
rather than
our
their
fundies.
Own. Yeah.
And that would take away any of the concerns that Dale Morrissey's had. He didn't want to be left out because he'd been in the search last time for Peter.
He was left out or he was on it?
No, he was on it.
Well, he did a good job then.
Yeah,
I think Peter
yeah.
was great.
Yeah, I do too. So. Yeah.
We should be lucky enough to get somebody that qualified. So there's two things that have to be done, though. There's appoint a search committee.
Right.
And there's right.
And then there's the criteria for the search.
And you had made a good start on that. I actually thought that was pretty good,
yeah,
by the way.
And
I had a few comments that I didn't say, but I thought that was a good start.
And then I also got what they did for the Champaign County.